program. As a destination, the 24-hour economy policy reflects a state where Ghana's productivity and capital utilization will become so high that we'll have to operate in multiple shifts across day and night, maximizing the return on infrastructure, on human resources and innovation. This idea captured the public imagination during the 2024 campaign and remains at the core of our drive towards full employment and inclusive economic growth. As a program, the 24-hour economy demands a deep and deliberate restructuring of our productive economy. We must re-engineer our production systems from top to bottom, boosting volumes and diversity and shifting from reliance on raw materials towards the export of value-added products, wholesome foods, pharmaceuticals, garments, industrial inputs, and digital services. Earlier this month, I received the complete draft of the 24-hour economic policy from my advisor, Mr. Guzi Tano. I have reviewed it, and I'm confident we now have a coherent and actionable framework with which to deliver the results. An effective catalyst for the 24-hour economy policy is a stable macroeconomic environment, which we are achieving through close coordination between the monetary and fiscal authorities. But the program goes beyond macroeconomic stability, which already, like I said, is being pursued by the Ministry of Finance and the Bank of Ghana, and focuses sharply on production, enterprise, jobs, and exports. At its core is an integrated value chain transformation approach. This approach addresses structural bottlenecks, not in isolation, but comprehensively through infrastructure, finance, land systems, logistics, and skills development. One of its boldest proposals is the development of the Volta Lake Economic Corridor. This corridor, centered on the Volta Lake and the Volta Basin, will become a national production zone and logistics spine. The plan envisions cultivating over 2 million hectares of arable lakeside land, revitalizing the fisheries sector on the lake, and creating a chain of industrial parks that produce goods for domestic and regional markets. To support this corridor, the lake will be activated as a transport highway, moving food, people, and goods more efficiently than our congested roads allow us to do currently. New floating assets, lake ports, and long-term investment partnerships will be developed in coordination with the Volta River Authority and the private sector. We must move beyond just hydropower and unlock the broader economic potential of this beautiful national asset.